Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Now, we're going to do something a little different today, okay? The NHL playoffs, for a lot of people around here, it's sort of lost interest, but there are many Canadians who are living abroad and cheering for the two remaining Sunbelt teams that are playing the Stanley Cup. And as a matter of fact, Vegas could win it all tonight, which would be very exciting for that city. And someone who is a big fan of that team is Derek Sidebottom, who is a Canadian who lives in Las Vegas, and he's agreed to speak to us today a little bit about what's going on down there. Derek, welcome to In Focus.
Bob, thanks for having me.
You've been a resident of Eastern Ontario as well. I know that you're a Senators fan. You've lived in other parts of Ontario too. So, I mean, you see the local perspective. You know exactly how much hockey means to the people in this area.
It's as they say in Ted Lasso, hockey is life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, definitely graduated from the University of Ottawa. I worked for Carell when it was the Carell Center, original Ottawa Senators fan, and lived up in Edmonton as well. So definitely have hockey in the blood.
So when you go from an area like Canada and then you move into, I know you lived in Texas as well, where the Dallas Stars have been established for many years, but still, you know, not your traditional hockey market. What is it like to be a Canadian hockey fan living in one of those climes?
I think one of the fun things, of course, is, you know, it's sunny all the time, right? So the whole being able to enjoy a game where you put a pair of shorts on and a jersey is a lot of fun. Like the people tend to fall in two categories, right? They are transplants, right, from the north. They've moved down. They want, you know, they want hockey. They grew up on hockey. They're starting their new roots, and it's just, you know, a lot of fun. And you run into those people, and they've got their stories and their history. And then the new fans, right, who don't understand, you know, any of the rules. And so you find yourself sort of slowly teaching others the sport, and that's just a lot of fun too.
So when you moved to Vegas, you adopted the Golden Knights pretty early on, but it wasn't just you. It's your whole family loves this team.
We had been coming, I think a lot of people had been coming to Vegas for years had come to some of the early Knights game before we lived here. I think we're back in the Bay Area. We're, you know, cheering on the Sharks. Then, you know, we're, like, as you said, we're down in Austin for a while and cheering on the Stars. And the first time, I think it must have been the 2018 season, that first year that they somehow went to the Stanley Cup right out of the gate, we just picked up some extra tickets because, like everyone else, you'd heard, like, it's a lot of fun. You're like, yeah, come on, hockey game in Vegas in the desert. Like, maybe. And it's just fantastic what they have done to reimagine, because they have no history, right? There's no long roots, no long history, and they have turned it into an entertainment product unlike anything else. And we've loved it. We've gone all in.
And the fans are lapping it up. Like, you look at the average attendance, Vegas is near the top in the league. And, you know, it's people who are booking trips to Vegas to see their favorite NHL team that they maybe can't get tickets to at home, but then they get down there and they're just absolutely blown away by the production.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got Penn and Teller sometimes kicking off a game. You've got Cirque du Soleil doing some acts in between periods. So there's always some celebrity, you know, that's dropped in. And then on top of that, I mean, excuse the pun, but they've turned into a nightclub. I mean, essentially, it's music, it's dance. There's EDM. Like, this just, it's an electric energy. And if you've come out of the era of like, and now we'll listen to the pipe organ, it's completely different. And I think it's refreshing, and people aren't quite sure what to make of it. But the, you know, first, second, third time you go, like, this is fantastic.
You've been, as you mentioned, you know, supporting the San Jose Sharks and the Dallas Stars and all that, but this is such a young team. Do you feel like you have a bit of a closer connection to them because you're sort of there watching this history and this culture of this group form right before your eyes?
Well, now that you put it that way, it is. I mean, it's odd, right? You don't have jerseys in the rafters, right? You don't, you've only got, I mean, we're very fortunate. We've got a couple of, hanging banners, you know, from Western finals and from divisional champs. We're still looking for the big banner. We'll see how that goes tonight. And I think, yeah, there's definitely this sense of history that's forming. And I think, you know, again, you've got half the crowd, two thirds of the crowd our locals, right? And there's a lot of families in Vegas that you just don't think of, that live in Summerlin or Henderson, and the kids, like, it's actually a family production, which, kind of a little bit crazy. And so people are getting into it and really enjoying it. And the other third of the audience, like you said, they're from out of town. And so these are like diehard fanatics who have like chosen to come spend the weekend in Vegas and watch their team and cheer it on. So you actually have this really interesting, like we all love hockey, and we're from multiple cities, and we're just here to enjoy it. And that's just, it's fun.
You may not know this, but what is the local junior hockey or, hockey for kids programs like in Vegas? Is it something that has grown since the Vegas Golden Knights have been around?
It's emerging. I mean, they've got the Silver Knights are the farm team. And this is one of the other things too. Like, they had to build their own farm team. They had to build all of this, and so they're really active in the community. Which again, you think Vegas, like really, like is there? Yeah, and they're following that approach of like, let's be in the community. We've had an unfortunate shooting the first year. And one of the when they say Vegas born, I mean, one of the things is that the team solidified its hometown roots by like visiting the victims in the hospital. I mean, this is their first year out of school, or live, and the whole team is going in and visiting the victims and just really connecting themselves to like we're born here in Vegas, and we're going to build a community here in Vegas. And so you're seeing kids start to go through it. I haven't been to as many of the junior team events yet.
It's amazing how the crowds have embraced the team. They're saying when you look at teams that there's no chance they're going to move, Vegas is now, in that mix because it's such a solid franchise. You have Vegas, Toronto, the Rangers, all the big ones, Edmonton, all these big teams that are right in there. Vegas is so cemented into Vegas now. A little bit different than say the Raiders in the NFL, because the Raiders, I'm pretty sure, have been in about 18 different cities across the West Coast. But this is a team that was sort of born and bred. What would an NHL Stanley Cup championship mean? That would be the first major championship in the city of Las Vegas and one of the big four.
It could be an amazing night on Las Vegas Boulevard tonight. I think everyone will erupt into the streets, and obviously Vegas knows how to have fun and how to host people and how to have a good time. I think as far as setting that first milestone, like we've got one. One of the interesting things is I have to keep reminding everyone here, and this is one of the critiques of Vegas hockey. It could be 20 years before this happens again, right? And unfortunately, they've been very successful very early, and so maybe there's a little bit of taking it for granted, and there's some validity to that. But as I've talked to friends and colleagues and just people you run into, like just take it all in. It could be a long time before you enjoy this again.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're also a Sens fan, so you know how hard that is.
And I grew up in Toronto, so
Oh boy. So you've gone through some tough times. So you certainly deserve it. Any favorite players that you enjoy watching? Because as you mentioned, you're a hockey fan. And the team is very entertaining to watch. Is there anyone in particular you like?
I hate to jump on the bandwagon, but Adin Hill has just been so fun to watch. He's you always look for these stories where like someone emerges and rises to the occasion. We've struggled with goaltending, all year, and he's so relaxed. And I know all the newscasters have been like, look at him. He's leaning back on the net. He's relaxed. He's huge. And we've got, I guess, Burke is coaching him, which, so we've got nice Canadian roots there too. And he's just kind of setting the tone, which is nice. Mark Stone, obviously fun to watch him, great Ottawa alumni. Thanks for sending him. We're happy to have him here. Eichel, gosh, he's taken a beating and he just keeps getting up, which is fantastic. And Marchessault, we'll see what happens. Whether everyone recognizes him with another trophy, assuming we make it happen.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. And who would have thought that Jack Eichel would get a Stanley Cup, which is still not set in stone,
No, we don't say
but no, but who would have
that.
thought that he would be at this point, before that guy in Edmonton, right?
That's another conversation. That series was a lot of fun. I think full hats off to the Oilers fans. I mean, I think easily half of the stadium was orange and blue. And it was just fantastic to see that kind of support.
As a Canadian, seeing people embrace, you know, your national sport, something you said yourself, you grew up watching and so on, and you've lived in the States for a long time, you know, seeing them embrace something pure Canadian, that must really make you feel good. And, you know, sing that O Canada a little bit louder when a Canadian team's visiting.
It's I love the double anthem nights, you know, so much fun. You know, my daughter is a dual citizen. You know, she'll sit there, put her hand over her heart and sing both national anthems, which is so much fun. You know, I think the helping the people around me in the stands, you know, we share some season's tickets, so we helping them understand offside icing, you know, like some of the mysterious ones where, you know, and you know, you do that. But you also just like, it's so friendly in the stands. Like I've had people from Sault Ste. Marie sitting in front of me. You know, you've had someone over there in a Quebec Nordiques jersey. There's a Hartford Whalers jersey over there. And so the history, you know, it's just, it's great. And I really enjoy it. I try not to walk around saying I'm Canadian at full volume, but I enjoy it for sure.
Well, Derek, you have me cheering for them tonight. That's for sure. Want to see Mark Stone get a Stanley Cup, but I'd like to see a big smile on your face as well. And I, you know, full disclosure, you and I have been friends for several years, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I've followed your travels through Facebook and stuff like that, and just to see those pictures of your whole family at the game, broad beaming smiles, it really is something that's fun to watch and watch develop. So I hope we get to see another sort of group selfie with you guys celebrating, but I won't jump the gun just yet.
We'll be there tonight, and fingers crossed, right? Let's see what we can do.
Derek, thanks so much for being with us today.
Bob, this has been great. Thanks so much.
Derek Sidebottom with us. He is a, well, he's still a Canadian, but I mean, he's living down in the States. He's a hockey fan and he lives in Las Vegas. He's been following the Vegas Golden Knights, and we're really, you know, crossing our fingers for Derek and the Golden Knights as well to take a championship. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.